Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers opening day live presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Brewers on the field doing some stretching right now. The batting cage is all set up. They'll get guys out here swinging before too long. Twins will take the field eventually here as the pregame continues, all leading up to first pitch. 3:10 today at American Family Field. Jacob Junis will make his first regular season start as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. And who knows, perhaps Brian Hudson will get an opportunity to come in in relief. Brian Hudson joining us, the Brewers reliever, 6'8" tall, standing in the dugout, nearly hitting his head on the fan. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go back to the trade day, right? You get through Christmas, you get through New Year's, and you find out on January 3rd that you've been traded from the Dodgers to the Brewers. Can you walk me through what that day was like for you?
It was just a normal day. You know, I woke up, didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, I'd been DFA'd a few days prior, so was just kind of hoping for the best, and I got a call from my agent saying I've been traded to the Brewers, and it was extremely exciting. I called my mom, my brother, and they were all really happy and excited I was closer to home so they could come to more games.
Oh, that's fantastic. We love that. This is your first career opening day roster, and you're not the only one on the team. You're actually one of 12, but what does this mean to you?
It means the world to me. It's so exciting. It's everything I've worked up for, and just really happy to be here. We got a really good group of guys, and excited to keep going.
You know, you were drafted by the Cubs, Brian. You were born and raised in Illinois. I have to imagine. Actually, I don't know this because I know sometimes it's divided in Illinois with Cubs and White Sox fan. But was that a dream to be drafted by a team from your home state?
So for some it would be, but with me growing up in very southern Illinois, I was actually a Cardinals fan growing up. that didn't go over too smooth with some people, but I was fine with it. I was just happy to be there.
Yeah, and now you get an opportunity for your family to come enjoy you here in Milwaukee. So, you know, it's a different spring training for you that you just got out of. You go from the Dodgers to the Brewers here. Are there big differences with how teams operate during spring training and just sort of, you know, the general vibe in a clubhouse?
There's always a little bit of difference, but overall the goal is to win, you know. Every day we come in with that mindset, and we go out there and put our best foot forward and try to get that done. So it's kind of, you know, different in ways of just people are different, go about their work differently, but it's all the same goal in the end.
Greg mentioned your height at 6'8". This isn't basketball, but your height does help you. How is being 6'8" a benefit in baseball?
I think it just gives a different look, you know. Just a different look. I'm throwing from a very far side of the rubber, and my extension, I think, helps me get on some hitters. And, I think it just plays to my advantage.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing name tags during spring training, Brian, as this young team gets to know one another. Have you been in a clubhouse like that before where there's been so many young faces, some making their major league debuts, some just barely cracking into their major league career?
I have not, so this is all a really new experience for me, and it's been great so far. You know, there's a really good group of guys, and we're all just looking forward to keeping it rolling.
It seems like Pat keeps people on their toes too, right? You never quite know if he's serious or joking because he's sort of the same kind of tone to his conversations.
Yeah, you know, I gotta learn how to read him, but yes, he always keeps me on my toes. So we're only a handful of games in, but he keeps me on my toes for sure.
Listening to Pat this morning right here on 620 WTMJ, I felt like he tells you like it is, though. Is that the case?
Yeah, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He is a straight shooter, and, I really appreciate that because in this game, you want to be told how it is, and that's how you can go out and get better, so I like it.
One of the other things when I was looking up the stats on you, Brian, is you're a lefty. For all the casual fans out there, why does being a left-handed pitcher matter?
I think it just gives – it just changes, you know. Most hitters, in a sense, are righties, and I think it just gives them a different angle. They're not, you know, they're always used to seeing the ball come from the right side, and then I get up there and I kind of funky, so I get to mix it up a little bit and hopefully help that next guy.
Well, we were appreciative of climate-controlled conditions here. I know it was a little nasty in New York, and your season was delayed in getting up and running. But, boy, what a great feeling starting not only with three straight wins, but getting those on the road, Brian. That's an impressive start to the season. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, those were three really good wins, and it fired the guys up, and I think we're all just ready to keep it rolling. I mean, we started out on the right foot, and we're gonna keep going.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. I know you got big things to get to, and looking forward to the opening day introductions and you being a part of that, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yep, you bet. Brian Hudson, Brewers reliever, one of many new faces, as you mentioned, Jessica. So 12 opening day, never been through it before situations on the Brewers roster here, including Brian, who's been in the league but never with the Brewers and never on an opening day roster.
Yeah, so many exciting things happening for him. We didn't have enough time to get to this, but also he's engaged. His fiance's name is Kaylin, and just on Instagram, they showed a little picture of the two of them. I think he got down on his knee and popped the question, and so you've got that, his engagement, and then today, his first career opening day roster. That's just awesome.
That's cool. A lot of those stories here as you get to know this Brewers team that comes home with three straight wins to begin the season. You love to see that. Hey, never too early to start winning in Major League Baseball. That is for sure.